Hey everybody, welcome to the Quitting Weed Pod, day 75. I'm just ad-libbing today, I'm on my phone, so it won't be a very long episode. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very, very good. Especially after that temptation late last week, which I had a pod on. I was tempted to smoke, but I held firm, didn't want to disappoint my listeners. And I'm getting back on track, meaning that, like, I am starting to exercise, but get back to my exercise routine, eating healthier foods, and it feels good. It really, really feels good. Like, I can wake up and I don't have a weed hangover. That's really so nice. So nice. And, you know, when I used to have the weed hangover, I just want to smoke. Because it's just like, well, hey, this day's lost. My brain is at half speed, maybe quarter speed at best. And what's the point of doing work if I can get away with not doing work? And if I can't get away with doing work, I'll make up some excuse and I'll smoke weed and much rather just not worry about my troubles. And if the high gets me a little fun, that's a plus plus. But it really isn't, because all that stuff that I'm putting away of not doing, whether it's work, you know, or it's personal stuff, it will come back to you and it catches up to you. And that's what it did for me. And that's one of the reasons why I had to quit weed. I had to quit it. And it's not like I'm a super productive person, though, you know, from one of the episodes I did where a day in the life of when I stopped smoking weed, what it's like when I'm stopped smoking weed, it sounds super productive what I do. But there are days, you know, when I am looking at my phone and just phone scrolling for no reason, or I'm a little distracted at work and I'm not getting a whole lot of stuff done. And that's okay. I don't, you know, I was way less productive. I was actually not even productive when I was smoking weed. So just even doing a little bit, just even recording this pod and getting my work done is more than what I would have done when I was smoking weed. And when I'm not feeling very productive, I go for a walk. At least, you know, if I'm not able to produce something, the very least I can just take care of my body, even if it's a very low, intense walking outside and just nice. You know, just to be outside. And I should be grateful to live where I live and have nice sunny weather and fresh air. I should just take advantage of it. And, you know, before when I used to smoke, I would just stay at home and smoke some more. And even if I tried watching TV or movie, I end up pausing it because my thoughts were going a million miles an hour and I would just smoke and daydream. So now that I've quit smoking, you know, I actually watch a movie or a TV show the whole way through. I go out for longer walks and, you know, I do more work and I'm podcasting, I'm writing. So all of that stuff is pretty cool. And that's really for the folks that are listening that are still struggling of quitting weed or they're tempted themselves. Just keep at it. One day at a time. The first week's the hardest. And you'll be surprised. You know, just like I was surprised of what life could be like without weed. And now I feel like I've lived two lives, you know, life with weed and life without weed. And I can tell you, life without weed is just so much better. Just better. I laugh more. I enjoy life more, which is one of the reasons why I'm laughing more. I enjoy movies more, actually, because I can actually watch them. Before, I would just pause and stop it. Now I watch it all the way through. I enjoy hanging out with my daughter. I enjoy hanging out with my wife. I'm more social. So those are all the reasons to quit weed, at least for me. So that's all I have. Totally ad-libbing, so I don't have a whole lot of things to say. Keeping this pod short. Going to be under 5 minutes. I will see you guys next Friday. So thanks, everybody.